Greetings. This is Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, rounding up the relevant financial news from Australia. It's December 28, 2025, and there's plenty to discuss. We start with the Insurance Council of Australia, otherwise known as the ICA, who have released a white paper requesting changes to our civil liability laws that have remained untouched for a good quarter of a century. These outmoded laws, they argue, have been leading to skyrocketing public liability insurance premiums, seeing an increase of up to 60% since 2019, affecting not just industry giants, but also small and medium businesses and nonprofit organizations. These rising premiums are putting a financial strain on all sectors. They particularly point to the increased costs associated with complex claims processes, escalating legal charges, and psychological injury claims. Lending weight to the ICA's argument is data released by the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, the APRA. In it, they have shown a startling 40% increase in public liability insurance premiums since only 2015. Additionally, the report highlights work injury claims have doubled, adding to the financial pressure on businesses. The numbers are painting a rather bleak picture, with many businesses needing to opt for higher deductibles in case of claims, particularly those of small and medium size. But not all is doom and gloom. Out in North and Central Queensland, strata property owners have the opportunity to reduce their insurance premiums. Thanks to recent changes, the introduction of approved cyclone mitigation measures, such as storm-resistant windows or reinforced external doors, can result in lower insurance costs and a more resilient property. However, a related issue in Victoria warrants attention. The ICA contends that poor strata governance is in fact leading to higher insurance premiums. These costs, they insist, are a direct result of less than optimal governance, further impacted by deferred building maintenance. The ICA believes mandatory full commission disclosure, improved transparency, education among owners' corporations, and reinforcing enforcement with public complaints registers can potentially lower the premiums and assure ongoing insurability. That wraps up our news for today, December the 28th. If you're interested in services related to insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, or seek additional industry updates, head to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori. Thank you for tuning in with Financial Services Online, your daily scoop on financial news in Australia.